Parenting in Two Languages Picture Books Part 1 Every day is full of big moments and big decisions, but none of those big decisions compare to the one I had to make for this month's column. Which picture book should I choose to talk about learning English? It was a tough call, but in the end I chose Bomen Kero's Sunday. The book has all the features of a good picture book. It contains challenges. It shows empathy. It has multiple viewpoints. It has adventures and it catalyzes linguistic development. We can leverage all of these to have an engaging conversation with our children. Bomen Kero's Sunday has all of the essential elements of any good story. It helps kids identify words and phrases that serve as transitions and action verbs. And there are plenty of useful words in the dialogues. There are 5 books in the Bum and Kero series. Bum is a gentle and hardworking dog, and Kero is a mischievous frog. In Bum and Kero's Sunday, the two are stuck inside as rain falls outside. They can't
kick the ball around or play in the sandpit,
as they would on a sunny Sunday. So Bum decides to clean the house, make some tasty nibbles, and read a book, according to Bum.
When reading a book, the room has to be as spick and span and as neat and tidy as a room can be.
Any parent would love reading these lines, and the pictures that accompany them illustrate the process of a hopelessly messy room turning into a super clean room. Just as it gets all clean, the kiddo who had been playing in the mud comes into the house. Now the next task is to get kiddo cleaned in the bath. Sounds familiar, right? Then the two make a big pile of crispy donuts, which look super yummy. By this time, both you and your children have totally bought into the idea that reading in a super clean room on a rainy Sunday while eating donuts is the best thing to do. Here's a sample conversation. What would you do on a rainy Sunday, Ellie?
Bake cookies and decorate them with frosting.
Are you more like a Bum or a kiddo? Why?
Bum, I think, because my baby cousin is like Kero-chan.
Which part did you like the most?
When Bum is kneading the dough for donuts and Kero is cutting them into froggy face shapes.
I have never met a child who does not want to read a picture book together. And I have never gotten tired of reading them even as a 43-year-old adult. Picture books are like a shared playground where parents and children can both have great fun together.